95.7 Hog, the Morning Hog. Hey, it's Morning Hog Happy Hour. Riggs, Steve, and Josh, S.R. Parrott.
Yeah, baby.
What's up, Jay?
You brought us some Bell's flavors.
I did.
We're digging in hard on them. They had this experimental thing, then the experiment was goodness.
Goodness.
Now we get into the meat potatoes, right?
That's right. So we're going to go with the classic two-hearted IPA.
Okay.
It was rated the number one IPA several times over, several years in a row. So that's a pretty cool accolade to have, especially with in craft beer, to be able to hold that.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
West Coast, East Coast?
So they are an East Coast brewery, I guess.
No, Michigan? I mean the IPA. Hazy?
I'll let you figure it out.
Okay.
I'll let you taste it.
Okay.
Tell me.
I'll tell you that upon moving into the house that I am now moving out of, this particular product was given to me as a housewarming gift.
Not as strong on the nose as the change of heart.
For both hearts.
So like I said, the last one we went was that experimental IPA at 6.8%.
Oh, it's good.
Two Hearted lands at 7%.
Okay.
And we still have two cans after this.
Doesn't drink like seven.
No.
I don't think.
No.
This is delicious.
And it's the best rated IPA for a reason.
I think is it the blending? Is that what does it maybe? Because there's just no attack?
To my knowledge, I believe they use a single hop in this.
Really?
Which is extremely impressive.
Okay.
Might have to double check that, Google it. Okay. But I'm pretty sure they're using a single hop in this, which pretty rare nowadays. People love to mix all kinds of different hops and get these different flavor profiles. But this is a classic IPA, and they're doing it right. And it's an American style IPA.
Can you eat a hop? Can you just like take a dry hop and like lick it?
I wouldn't.
I've heard that they taste horrible like that.
I would
shy away.
What if I was a raccoon when I eat a hop?
I think you're a raccoon. There's some better stuff in the trash to eat.
Okay, good point. Great point, Josh.
Pizza crust.
Somebody give Josh,
unsalted
give,
French
Josh
fries.
Give Josh the bell. I mean, that's a very good point.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
How dare you say that?
Believe me. I offered him some salted caramel candy earlier this week. He almost struck me.
I
raised my pimp hand. I said, what?
Like, don't put salt in my stuff. While you're getting this next beer prep, Josh, let's talk about animals with more than one heart. Steve, go.
Cows. I don't know, that's stomachs. Never mind.
Octopus.
Yeah. Octopus. Yeah, I was going to go octopus. Josh,
really?
Octopus. Yeah, we win.
Don't they have like two hearts?
They have like four. Yeah, they got a lot. There's a lot of chambers.
So they could be dating someone and then they get a broken heart. It's like... No worries, bro. I got another one.
Yes, in the octopus dating circle.
Good over here.
That is one of the great advantages.
I have an ice box where my heart used to be.
I don't know. all right. What are you holding in your hand, buddy?
Ooh. So I got Hazy Hearted IPA.
Do you see
the theme here?
Yes.
I love this.
Yeah.
I love a little bit
of heart. So this 7.5% Hazy IPA. So we're going to get those kind of tropical, not as bitter as the other two beers.
In my head, so we had Two Hearted.
Yes.
And then you're telling me Hazy Hearted. I'm thinking, this is exactly what it's going to taste like, and it does.
Right.
It's exactly what you'd hope for.
Yeah. You get
it lives up to it.
Very nice, subtle, tropical flavors. Nothing. It doesn't taste fake or additive or anything like that. You can clearly tell it's coming from the hop varietals themselves.
So the citrusy stuff on the back, or the hazy part, for the purposes of the name, is like, does it finish on the back for you too?
Is that
a different palate thing? Is that like a standard palate thing?
Well, I mean, everybody's palate's clearly going to be different. That's why a lot of food pairings people don't agree with.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Right.
But as far as that's concerned, I think it's almost purposeful. That way you get, you know, hops up front, and then that tropical kind of settles in for you.
It's great. Man, it's really good. Are there any bad beers in this bunch? I don't think there are. They're all getting really good.
There's no such thing.
That's good. That's a good point. Bell's goodness. That's your new. You know what? New slogan. If you guys want that, Bell's goodness. Take
Bell's
it.
Bell's goodness.
Cheers.
Go ahead.
Or wait, Bell.
Ring our bell.
Hold on, Bell's. It's all good.
Ring our bell.
Yeah.
I can't believe you just said that. All right. Sadly, only one bell to ring still.
That's all right, because it's a big bell.
Oh, big bell.
So we went 6.5%.
We need
7%,
to buckle up.
7.5, and we're jumping a little bit, right?
Hold on. Just one second.
Steve's going to buckle in.
Yeah, yep. I got to tighten the belt.
Tighten him up, bro. Tighten him up. There we go.
Yeah.
I got it.
All right, I'm ready.
All right.
So is your belt loop keeping your belt up?
I don't know.
Yes.
I got my fingers
So what's
stuck.
Keeping...
Don't ask.
You all right there?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, good.
You know, nothing beer won't cure.
Yeah, he's got an abrasion. Don't worry about it.
So we're jumping from that 7.5% to
9.5%.
Oh. So big boy bells.
Hold on. Is it a 95.7 beer? Is that what you're saying?
Ooh.
Mm.
I'll add the extra
You're welcome,
point.
Bosses. payroll. Think about me. All right.
Easy on the nose.
What do we got here, buddy?
So this is Big-Hearted IPA.
Okay.
Not super.
This seems kind of the...
super pungent.
Yep. Perfect name for it, right?
Calm.
I mean, to be big-hearted is to say, look, I care about you, I love you, or I like you a lot, intensely. And then in the beer world, big-hearted is just to say, pour more of it in.
Yeah, exactly.
Fill it up.
Fill my stomach up until it hits my heart.
That's what the beer tastes
very,
best.
Very calm.
Yeah, it's nice. It's smooth.
Man.
And then there's a little bit of a malt backbone.
Yes, yes.
I wipe off my tongue, because there's no way that's 9.5. Is it really?
Drink enough, you'll know.
That again.
Is that a thing you do at, like, you know, beer when you're doing your, like, beer?
No, you chew coffee beans. Beer class? You're supposed to smell them.
Coffee beans?
No, don't do that.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
This you should have said that.
This is exceptional, though. I'm telling you, man.
You need a piece of salami.
Oof.
This is very good, and it does not have a bite like a high-gravity beer at all.
That's nice and smooth. Mm. And like you said, that alcohol content is no more evident than the other beers.
Wow. It's almost kind of creamy. Kind of like Guinness texture. A little bit.
All right.
Don't you think?
All right.
Take another swig. You'll see. Come on.
Wait, no.
Kind
of. This is a part of the show where Steve has tried to teach Josh something. He's gone to school.
Hey, I'm still learning, man. Just not from Steve.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think he's getting that, yeah. This is exceptional, though. So this is part of that. Now, is this available anywhere other than this variety pack as well?
So Change of Heart, variety pack only.
Okay.
Two-hearted, you can find out there 6-packs, 12-packs. I think we have some 19.2-ounce cans out there, so the big stovepipes.
Really?
Hazy-hearted, they say, is a new package. I do not have it in 6-packs or anything like that yet.
All right.
But keep your eyes peeled.
Okay.
And then big-hearted is exclusive to the variety pack as well.
Okay, so two of them are. Okay.
Yeah. He's talking about it. Of course, all right. Did you say there's some draft as well?
On the Oberon. We had earlier, two-hearted, absolutely. The other three are going to be just in the cans.
Chase them. He's going to tell you, go to srprod.com/beerfinder.
That is what I'm going to
do. And you'll
find
it right there. That's right.
Nailed it.
Well, I think we've done a good job of putting some stuff in people's heads for Friday when they head out to any other stores.
Yeah. And I think my heart grew 3 times bigger.
You know what? Having an oversized heart is no longer a kind of a problem. You don't have to go to a surgeon for that. You just need to put more beer in it. And until then, well, from those beers,
not cheers. A doctor.
Stay wholehearted.